So at the moment, we are looking at the students interviewing their own family members for their homework tonight. They've been doing interviewing techniques, learning about interviewing and styles to do that through activities here in the group, and they've been out vox popping during lunchtime. So they're just kind of consolidating that because that'll be a feature of their documentary films that they're making. This week we've really just been doing all pre-production. We've been looking at different genres of film, framing, learning about cameras and sound, as well as script writing and storyboarding.
No, but this camera is in high quality.
That's alright. I need it in high quality.
If you want to get good singing
in. What do? You just press record and then.
My name's Leah Papa'a and I am a filmmaker and also a visual artist living in Melbourne.
My name's Amy Badalabasi. I make documentary films, but I also do a lot of media training with culturally diverse groups. And yeah, it's a privilege, and I guess that's why I'm here in Robinvale to work with these young people.
So how's the project going to work? What's the overall goal at the end of it?
The idea of this project is that we are facilitating filmmaking skills, and so that each participant in this project will have the ability to go off and create their own films. And that's really important to us because we're not from here, we're from Melbourne, and so we really want to be able to hand down those skills. There will be two short films that will be developed, up to 10 minutes each. So all the participants will get a chance to crew on the films and learn all the different kind of aspects of film. We've been heavily in pre-production this week, so there's been a 5-day block this week. There'll be another 5-day block happening the first week of May, which is when we will go into production and shoot the films. Editing will be done back in Melbourne, and then there will be a community screening here sometime in June.
So what kind of stories have you decided on?
Okay, so today, each of the 9 students pitched an idea for their own kind of what they thought would be a good idea for a film. And from that, it was a unanimous decision. I think half the group voted for one and half the group voted for the other. So it's going to be religion and spiritual beliefs in Robinvale is one of the films, which was a really interesting one to come out of the discussions that we've had. And the other one was talented people in Robinvale. So I think that's going to be a lot around music because they're really into music here.
And young people, you know, when they're given a safe space, they're very open and very honest. It's always surprising how forthright they can be with their opinions. So a big thing for us is that Pacific and Indigenous, I guess, harmony and inclusion and looking at that. And so we have, not only have we been doing the filmmaking kind of process, but we've been talking about identity and being able to show films around that and what that means for Pacific Islanders living on Aboriginal land and for Aboriginal people having other people on their land and what that means. And I think they're up for learning and listening and understanding that. So it's been really good, you know, the group slowly formed over the week, and you know, they're a lot more confident to kind of speak out now. And
you've got both Pacific Islander communities and Aboriginal communities.
You know, and one of the young women is both, and so apparently that's quite a common thing now in Robinvale. Of, you know, a lot of the young people have both Aboriginal and Pacific descent. So it's been really interesting, I think, just to see how they operate. And you know, the idea is that it comes from the young people. So we didn't want to come in here and. It was not about us capturing what we think is happening here. It's really coming from them, and you know, they're contrasting films. It'll be really interesting to see what comes out of them. You can see them growing through the process.
And it's only been 4 days. 4 days. We usually do our projects over 7 months or 6 months, like one class every week. But this has been 4 days of intense filmmaking, and I think Leah and I, as facilitators, we're feeding them all of this information and they're just taking it in like sponges. We know they're taking it in because we had a little quiz, a sale of the century, and they didn't know what sale of the century was. I thought they were the fun things. Anyway, but we quizzed them yesterday and they were able to pretty much regurgitate. They've learnt it. They've learnt all of this kind of film language and industry talk and they're on the game, you know.
We haven't dumbed it down. You know, the equipment they're using is professional equipment. We're really giving them exactly what they would get doing any other shoot and using that language. And it is something that they've taken in their stride. So make sure that you guys are
celebrating for that as well. It's a big day tomorrow.